Hello, my name is Ken Fallon, and welcome to this edition of Hacker Public Radio. Sorry for the sound quality on this one again, I'm using my portable MP3 recorder. Today's going to be a little talk about promoting Linux and not the LPI certification course. I'll be doing another LPI certification course this month, and I'll be changing tack a little bit. Found some interesting documentation following my appeal for more information last month. Loads of people have responded, and I've got some good resources that we can use to hopefully speed along the process of doing the LPI certification. Okay, as I said before, today's topic is about promoting Linux. Now, a lot of people want to know how they can give back to the community. Some people do source code development, other people want to do documentation, and other people try to do podcasts, which of course is a very good way to promote Linux. And if you want to do a podcast and are thinking about it but don't have a topic, feel free to come along and help out with the LPI certification track. End shameless plug. However, quite a lot of you, if you're listening to this, you're of the hacker mentality, and not only that, but most people who are of the hacker mentality tend to get asked to do computer related task for friend and family. Now, this means even if you're a Linux guy, you sometimes are fixing PCs for people with Windows and people with Macs and that sort of thing. Now, in the course of these repairs, you are going to probably be purchasing more equipment, memory, hard disks, video cards and that sort of thing, than your normal Joe Blow on the street. Now, as all good Linux people know, places like LinuxDevices.com and Linux Hardware and the LinuxQuestions.org hardware section will give you loads of information on the right type of hardware to purchase. And naturally, over the years, you've learned to check these sites out and be 100% sure that the hardware you're going to purchase will work on Linux before you purchase it. Now, what I'm about to say now is more when you're going into... A lot of people buy stuff online, so this isn't really relevant, but when you're going into shops, computer shops, I don't know, like MediaMarkt here, or Dixon's, or Fry's, or something like that, CompUSA, or whatever, and you're buying anything, and I mean absolutely anything, if it's a CD, a stack of blank CDs, if it's memory, if it's a hard disk, if it's anything, be sure to go up to the information desk and ask, will this product work with Linux? Now, you ask this even though you know in your mind that it will 100% guaranteed work with Linux. You will ask this every single time. Every single time you will ask this. And you will say to them, if they don't know, then you will reply back to them saying, and what is your return policy? And can I return it if it doesn't work with Linux? And they will probably have to go and ask the manager, but most stores have a no questions asked return policy where you return it within so many days. Now, I go down to my local computer shop, I walk in and I buy some RAM. I know that they have a return policy. I ask, will it work for Linux? The first time I started doing this, the answer was, we don't know, but I'll have to check. And they go and they look up, and now I have them trained so that anytime I walk in, they'll look at the back of the thing and they'll see the Tux logo and they'll go, yes, it does work with Linux. So now in their mind, in that one store, they are conscious of the fact that they have customers who work with Linux. Now, that's all very well. You're thinking, well, I buy most of my stuff online. Well, do exactly the same thing. If there's a options fill out form, if there's a questions about the product, fill it out. Can you confirm that this product will work with Linux? And if it doesn't, how long do I have to return it? Be sure and always do this. And the reason we're doing this is to say, we are people in the Linux community. We have hard, cold cash. In fact, we probably have more hard, cold cash accessible to us, largely because we're repairing PCs for people on other environments. Now, you may say to yourself, this is a bit dishonest because I'm repairing a Windows PC and I want to make sure that the printer I'm buying works with Linux. Well, you're not, because you're making that PC future-proof. If a manufacturer has taken the time to provide Linux drivers, they more than likely also have Mac drivers, and they also more than likely have good Windows drivers, and this just makes it a more supported product, that they care about their product. Now, if you're in the business environment and you're responsible for doing quotations or specifying equipment, or you're talking to vendors, even if you're a Windows shop with 100% Linux server or Windows servers, 100% XP on the desktop, 100% whatever, you should always ask, what sort of support do you have for Linux or other environments, so Mac or BSD? And this will get the sales guy thinking. For a start, you might not know what Linux is, and you go, well, we're not intending on implementing it, but we want to leave our options open. Now, if management asks you why you're doing this, say you're putting out a quotation, you should always try and get into the quotation. I usually have requests, it must do this, it must do that, and then nice to haves. What you're trying to do is you're trying to get on that sheet of paper, nice to have is Linux support. And you say to management, if they say, well, why are we doing this? You say, well, we want to make sure that we're leaving our options open so that in the future we're open and supported. If a company is supporting Linux, it means they generally have more support staff available, and therefore that means that their Windows support will be a lot better. If they're supporting Linux, they have a bigger customer base, which means we're more secure in buying that product. So you can convince management that it's a good thing to do. And what that does is putting Linux on the radar. It's saying, people who make purchases are using Linux. People are thinking about using Linux. So if they're coming back, when people bring the sales dudes in and they're working on the strategy for the coming year, they will ask them, you know, what do you see coming up? And they'll say, well, we see a lot of people are asking about Linux. They're wondering, do we have Linux support? Yada, yada, yada. Now, if you're talking to these people and they say, oh, we don't have Linux support, then what you do is you say, you do know that there's a team within the Linux community that will develop your drivers for free. Essentially, you don't have to do anything except point them in the right direction. And there again, you're promoting the use of Linux. You're making it an everyday thing. You're making it that it's coming up on every sheet of documentation. So if you're there working in a Windows-only shop and you're frustrated by the fact that you're not bringing Linux in, well, here's how you can do it from the ground up. Because if you bring in questions about Linux into salespeople and everybody else that's listening to this do it, then the product specifications, when they come out with next year's brochure, there will be a tiny little thing that says also supports Linux. And then your manager will see, oh, that dude who was working down in the bowels of our IT department was on about support for Linux. Ah, and I see this product supports Linux, so it must be a good product. And there again, we're supporting the whole idea that Linux is something that she must be right, because I see it in the product brochure. And you just keep chipping away, keep bringing up the word Linux. Also, if your family are thinking of buying a computer with Linux on it, suggest that they give it a try, put a dual boot in, don't force it on them. Any chance you get to do interviews or talking to salespeople, try and inject the word Linux in there as a sort of by-the-by sort of a thing. I've waffled on a little bit too much now, and just remember, every time you purchase something, you are spending money that can be attributed to the Linux column, even if you happen to be buying it from Windows and Mac. I'd encourage everybody to do that. It's one good way of helping the community without actually having to be that technical or whatever. So make sure you allow a little bit of extra time when you're going out to make your purchases to allow for that. Okay, the next time you'll hear from me, we'll be talking about PC expansion cards on the Linux certification. I've been told that team working on the Linux audio section for the LPI certification. No pressure, but if you could have it soon, that would be great. And expecting an episode on modems for the LPI certification, so that'll be cool. Looking forward to that speeding up later on this month. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another exciting and fulfilled episode of Hacker Public Radio. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.